overtime. Texans beat the Lions 20-13. Houston now 5-0 at home and atop the AFC South. We are Fox Sports.
This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Clint Klein, and we're talking with Minnesota Twins and former Milwaukee Brewers play-by-play man, Corey Provis. So you do any good Euchre impressions?
Oh, I got a million of them. I do it all the time. I'll just drive in the car and be like, from Miller Park in Milwaukee on a beautiful fall evening, it's the Brewers and the Cubs in game two of a three-game series.
Who's he going to get them to imitate next? Glenn Klein, middays on your radio friend, WRJN.
When Paul Ryan became our congressman, he stepped to the front of the line to offer solutions to America's problems. Now, as Speaker of the House, he is no different. Paul is offering a solutions-first agenda on taxes, energy, regulation, health care, and moving people from welfare to work. In fact, all of Paul Ryan's agenda points toward bringing jobs and prosperity back to Wisconsin, while maintaining the supremacy of America's military.
70% of Americans think this country is heading in the wrong direction. We are rolling out a series of reforms to show the country what it's going to take to get us working again. We've got to clean up this tax code and get these rates down. We want America to be energy producers. The government is hyper-regulating businesses. The Obamacare law is not working. We're going to replace that. We want our welfare system to be a system that gets people from welfare to work. We also are worried about our national security, making sure that our military has what they need. And that's precisely what we're going to be doing in the House. I'm Paul Ryan, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ryan for Congress Incorporated.
14 minutes until 10 o'clock on your Thank God It's Monday Morning Halloween 2016. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, play-by-play man, and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one nice, neat package, Glenn Klein, and he is incumbent senator from the great state of Wisconsin. Please welcome back to Community Conversations, Senator Ron Johnson. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Glenn. How are you doing?
I have no complaints, sir, but thank you for caring enough to ask.
Always.
How are you?
I'm doing great. We're down the final stretch here. I got 8 days left, but who's counting?
Level of fatigue, 1 to 10 right now.
Now, you know, listen, I'm blessed with my mom's Energizer Bunny jeans, so if I get 4 or 5 hours of sleep, I'm actually pretty much good to go. I fall asleep right away, so I've actually got plenty of energy.
All right, so regardless of what happens a week from tomorrow, the election obviously, at least theoretically, is going to be over. After the intensity of running for office, what happens the next day? How do you feel?
Well, first of all, Glenn, I've worked hard all my life. I've worked tirelessly as a United States Senator. I've traveled all over the state. I'm chairman of the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs. So we've had 100 hearings. We've passed 83 pieces of legislation. 28 have been signed to law. So I've always worked my tail off. If, you know, no matter what happens, I'll still stay involved with the Joseph Project here. We're going to the 16th session here later this morning, connecting folks from the inner city with the job opportunities that are career type of manufacturing jobs. So, I'll stay active. I'll continue to work and do everything I can to better my community and help people out. So, you know, my preference right now is to serve one last term. You know, 2 terms, I think, is more than enough, particularly when you're a chairman. You can actually accomplish things. So that's what I'm asking the folks from Wisconsin to do, is just send me back for one more term. Let me finish out my term as chairman of the committee. Let me fix these problems structurally, the ones that Paul Ryan was talking about in the commercial leading up to the interview here. You know, we need to fix these problems. We face enormous challenges. They're being ignored by far too many people in Washington, D.C. You know, we do need to drain the swamp. It's corrupt there. I want to fix these problems, and I'm happy to go home to Oshkosh in 2023, but listen, if folks send me back in 2017, I'll go home with a smile on my face and with the knowledge that I've done everything possible I can to fix these problems.
You know, Paul Ryan's commercial mentioned the fact that 70% of Americans are not satisfied with the direction of this country. So really, this is a change election, which theoretically should benefit the Republican nominee for president. And it's ironic and coincidental in this state, because we've got basically 2 senators running against each other, which really doesn't represent much change as far as this representation in the Senate for our state.
Oh, but Glenn, you know, I am the change agent. One of the questions I've asked literally tens of thousands of Wisconsinites is, how many people think the federal government's efficient and effective? nobody raised their hand. I mean, look, a couple dozen out of tens of thousands. So it's a far higher percentage than 70% who certainly don't think the federal government's efficient or effective. Next question I have, how many think it's pretty broken and dysfunctional? Just about everybody raised their hand. So I'm the guy in this race, in the Senate race, that is not going to grow government. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that Wisconsinites get to keep more of their money. Every solution Senator Feingold comes up with. First of all, will be a disaster like campaign finance reform, like Obamacare. But every one of his plans is going to grow government. And as night follows day, Glenn, what happens when you grow government, first of all, you are going to reduce your own freedom. And secondly, the government's going to come asking for more of your hard-earned money. So it's an enormous difference. I am the change agent. Senator Feingold's the 34-year career politician. He's been part of the problem. He's the guy that voted for Obamacare. This disaster, we're going to expect to send him back there to fix it? No way. He doesn't have a clue how to fix the mess he's made with Obamacare or, quite honestly, campaign finance reform.
He is Senator Ron Johnson. He is running for re-election against former Senator Russ Feingold. This is Glenn Kline on WRJN for a Monday morning, Halloween morning. Did you do anything for Halloween?
I've got two new grandkids, a 15-month-old little boy and a 11-month-old little girl, and so I'm hoping to get home in time to at least see them in their costumes.
One of them going to be in a Trump mask?
I'm not quite sure, but I'm sure there's going to be like a little princess and a pirate.
Oh, that's cute. Did you watch the Packers game yesterday? You have time for that?
I did. Yes, I did. That was
a tough one.
Again, it was a tough one. But, at least Aaron Rodgers is doing quite well, and we obviously had injuries on the defense side of the ball there.
Yeah, he looked like the old number 12, that's for sure. Some of those pinpoint accurate passes, that was nice to see. And I have to say it was very nice for me, being the biggest Chicago Cub fan that you could imagine, for the Cubs to extend the World Series. Although I don't have the kind of energy you do. I am so exhausted from this. I want the Cubs to win, but I can't wait for it to be over.
I mean, who doesn't have a soft spot in the heart for the Chicago Cubs?
I was sitting some of them yesterday at the marina in Racine. They were giving me a hard time, so I left. They were Brewer fans.
Those I don't know. You just like the Red Sox. I mean, you had to root for the Red Sox to win a World Series finally after Bill Buckner.
Yeah.
That's just being human.
Well, he is the human and the incumbent senator, Ron Johnson. We're on Community Conversations on WRJN this morning. This is Glenn Kline. You've been behind the polls the entire time. The polls have been closing. Hillary's in front in Wisconsin in the latest polls, although Trump is also closing the gap. Friday, FBI Director James Comey comes out with this deal. He sends you guys a letter saying that he's going to reopen the investigation for Hillary's email scandal. To say that now there's some wind at your back, I think would be an understatement.
Well, first of all, as much as possible, we've been waging a pretty positive campaign. And we've been talking about the things I've done. Helping folks, reconnect, for example, families with their adopted children in Congo, the Joseph Project, my work on opioids, contrary to Senator Feingold's lies and his ads about me. Whereas he's conducted very ugly, negative campaign full of lies, distortions, and class warfare. I'm just hoping Wisconsinites see through the lies and really judge me for what I've done and who I really am. But, the fact of the matter is this email scandal, people way overcomplicate this. Glenn, there are two laws that govern this. One is it relates to federal records, and one is it relates to records pertaining to national security issues. Both of those, it's just obvious Secretary Clinton violated. You cannot conceal, you can't destroy federal records. That's punishable by a fine and up to 3 years in prison, plus disqualification from holding any office of the United States. That would include prison. So I think she's completely disqualified herself on that one. The national security law is punishable by fines in prison up to 10 years, and that's just using gross negligence to mishandle. There's no intent required whatsoever. Again, it's just easy to see that Secretary Clinton violated that. And if you want proof of the corruption at the highest levels of government, understand that President Obama emailed Secretary Clinton. And Glenn, you do enough emails, right? When you send an email, you know it's going to a Gmail account, whether it's going to a company account, or a state.gov classification system account. President Obama emailed Secretary Clinton multiple times to her clintonemail.com. He had to know that was not a protected State Department.gov classification account. So from my standpoint, this investigation was been bungled from the start, not designed to actually determine the truth and prosecute. It's been designed more to cover up and exonerate. And that's why Director Comey's in such deep trouble right now, because, you know, there's more information coming out, and I think it's just obvious, from my standpoint, that Secretary Clinton violated both of those laws.
Yeah, I do a lot of emailing. I'm just glad Julian Assange hasn't gotten ahead of or gotten a hold of my emails, I got to tell you.
Well, one thing I always tell everybody in my staff is don't ever put anything in email that you wouldn't want to see on the front page of the Washington Post, but if, or the New York Times, or the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So, I mean, you use email as a tool. You don't use it to send classified material and expose those top national security secrets to our enemy. Glenn, do you realize seven of those email chains are so sensitive that as chairman of the Senate Committee on Homeland Security, I can't even look at them. I don't have a high enough security clearance. That's the reckless endangerment that Secretary Clinton exposed are some of our most sensitive national security secrets to our enemies.
Well, if this presidential election had been a political novel, you couldn't write this. It's so unbelievable. And speaking of exposed, the fact that Anthony Weiner is now a part of this discussion, it's unbelievable. It's remarkable.
Well, it shows you how reckless Secretary Clinton was with those emails. If Anthony Weiner has it on his laptop, do you think maybe the Russians, the Chinese, and Iranians might have looked at those things? And Glenn, I did a lot of negotiating. I can't imagine something more valuable when I'm negotiating with somebody, like maybe an Iranian nuclear agreement, or determine what my actions ought to be toward Ukraine or Crimea or South China Sea, than to see the email communication between my negotiating partner and headquarters. In other words, Secretary Clinton in the White House or the State Department. So people really are not focusing on the main issue here, really how dangerously reckless her behavior was as regards our national security.
I have been very critical of the Republican nominee for president, Mr. Trump, and I think rightfully so. But one thing about this guy, he seems to have an intuition, because remember, this was months ago when it was revealed what Weiner had been doing again, and that Uma Abedin was going to leave him, his wife. And he said, could you imagine having the lack of judgment, referring to Hillary Clinton, to expose Anthony Weiner to potential classified information? He did say that months ago.
Yeah, listen, he's a smart guy. Do I agree with everything? No, I'm not going to defend the indefensible. But on the big things, growing our economy, he's a business guy.
Yeah, but he's not that smart.
A lot more about growing our economy than Secretary Clinton or Russ Feingold does.
Yeah, right? but he's not smart. He's not smart. I mean, he is what he is. He's a negotiator. He's got chutzpah. But, I mean, he's not a smart guy, Senator. Come on.
Well, he's worth more than you and I combined. Right?
Yeah, but that's not the status for intelligence. It's the amount which in your bank account. We would have had Ross Perot as president otherwise.
I understand, but not too many stupid people are billionaires. I mean, you need to have some street smarts, some savvy, in order to negotiate deals and leverage and make money in real estate. I mean, I wasn't able to do that. I had to make my money the old-fashioned way. By a couple cents a pound, selling plastic all over the world, you know, a couple billion pounds of plastic over the course of my career. So that's the hard way of making money. You know, people who can leverage and do real estate, I don't know, it's kind of scratched my head, but I got to give them some respect.
So he's going to be in Eau Claire. How anxious are you to get over there and be seen with him?
We're trying to figure out our schedule. We don't know it quite yet. I mean, here's been my problem. I've got all kinds of things locked in already. Always have been. So it's always been difficult with the last minute nature. I'm not being critical. That's just the way these campaigns are. We've got our events. He's got his. So I'm trying to get over there.
Yeah, but if you thought it was politically beneficial to you, you would go and appear with him, wouldn't you?
Well, again, I'm trying to get over there, Eau Claire. But the fact of the matter is, I'm a business guy. I make commitments to people. I honor those commitments. And I don't just cancel things at the drop of a hat. So, you know, we've had a lot of these campaign events committed to months in advance. But people do a lot of planning. They do a lot of work. So it's always been a problem.
What are your polls inside the campaign saying about your campaign?
Glenn, it's dead even. Harry Reid would not be dropping $2 million here in the last 8 or 9 days of this campaign if they weren't scared. So, again, I think I'm being rewarded by running a pretty positive campaign, and I'm just hoping Wisconsinites recognize all the lies, all the distortions, all of Senator Feingold's class warfare for what it is, desperation, not being able to talk about anything positive, because in 34 years in politics, the guy's literally got nothing to show for it. One high-profile, spectacular failure, campaign finance reform. The rest are just votes on really bad legislation like Obamacare. And by the way, lying to Wisconsinites about that as well, saying you knew it was in the bill, and also saying that, you know, there's nothing in the bill that's going to prevent you from keeping your insurance plan in your life. No. Automatically, they eliminated the high-risk pool. That's 20,000 Wisconsinites. He had to know we're going to lose their health care plan. Of course, he also promised premiums are going to be reduced. They haven't been reduced. They're double and triple what they were prior to this disastrous law. So, and then he's got the gall, by the way, to say that people are pretending it's bad. You know, people like Gina Sell, who had to quit her part-time job, start working full-time, stay away from their kids, in order to afford the $8,000 per month increase in her premiums, she's not pretending. So, again, it's a stark contrast. He wants to grow government. He's going to demand more of your hard-earned money. I want to limit government. I want to fix these problems. I want Wisconsinites to keep more of their hard-earned money.
Well, if this email thing hadn't reemerged and Comey reopened the investigation, the fact that Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, the premium costs are exploding. That would be the October surprise, but it's hardly getting mentioned right now.
Well, all the damage done by Obamacare has not been covered by the press. It just has. I mean, when's the last time you saw the press highlight something like a Gina Sell or Janice Fenneman or folks that a couple with cancer that both lost their insurance on the high-risk pool? They had cancer, and they couldn't get onto healthcare.gov. I mean, those are the kind of individual stories, the real harm to real people here in Wisconsin that should have been told by the press. But, you know, I don't have to tell you, Glenn, there is a little bit of bias in the media. And I always say it's revealed far more in what they don't report versus the very overt bias in what they do. So they're just not covering the damage of Obamacare. So unless you're experiencing that harm yourself, you may not know how harmful this bill has really been to real people here in Wisconsin.
Where are you headed this morning?
Well, I've got a bunch of interviews. I'm going to head over to Beloit. I'm going to talk to their paper there. And we got some more interviews with a bunch of folks. So it's Beloit, it's Madison. I'm in Milwaukee right now and then head home to hopefully see those cute little grandkids in their Halloween costumes.
This is your favorite interview, though, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I enjoy the interesting ones. And anytime you talk a little bit of sports, it's kind of fun, too.
Well, you've been great with your time, and safe travels. So what's your prediction for Tuesday for both your race? You got to give us a percentage and the presidential race.
Glenn, nobody can predict it. I mean, I could win, I could lose. Trump could win, he could lose. I have no idea. I really don't. All I know is it's dead close. Don't count on anything. I'm not. I'm just going to work my tail off and make sure that Wisconsinites know who I am. If they know who I am, if they read the profile, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, between two candidates, I come out pretty favorably on that. So look that up on my website or the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's website and just look through all the lies and distortions.
Well, regardless of what happens on Tuesday, again, thank you for your time and for serving our state, and safe travels on the campaign trail.
Appreciate it, Glenn. Have a great day.
You as well.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee. A Magnum.media station.
And on this, thank God, it's Halloween, WRJN covers the world.
New email probe, campaign reaction. I'm Evan Haining. The FBI now has a search warrant to go through emails it found while investigating.